All right, so we have gotten some pushback on our advice.
Someone also just said right now you guys are giving the worst advice.
Yeah, no. We've had a flurry of folks that have agreed with Blake and I. We've also had a flurry of folks that have said it's only been 2 weeks. So let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline, and we've got Brian Broaddus and his lovely girlfriend, Michelle, who had – no, so she just picked up Brian from the airport. All right. By the way, Brian, incredible coverage this week, by the way. You guys did an
Thank you. Appreciate that.
A phenomenal job, and I got a second what Sean Sharif said this morning. You and Christian Parker, that was Mensa-level football talk right there, so I certainly appreciated it as well. Now, let's get down to brass tacks, though. Miss Michelle – has been, what a tolo, by the way, and a fatty. So she's been listening to this saga that is Trevor's dating life, and she's got a take.
Yeah, guys, thanks for being with me, or us being with you tonight. Yeah, Michelle's grabbing from the airport. I get the text from Blake, kind of like the bat signal. I get in the car, and Michelle's like, I think Blake wants to talk to you about something. I said, yeah, I just got a text. So tried to call in, you know, couldn't get through, but now we're through. Dr. Michelle Skyers would like to have an opinion because I just got off a plane from Indianapolis.
Fair.
But she's well versed in what's going on. Dr. Michelle, you have the floor.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Doc Michelle,
wow.
Tell you what, a breath of fresh air. First of all, you're a blessing and a saint, so the floor is now yours.
All right, Dr. Michelle, tell them what you think.
Guys, I think it's too early. It's too early. It's only 2 weeks, so it's too early. So Trevor, one eye closed, one eye open.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I can do that.
Okay. So we shouldn't be worried about...
That's my two cents.
We shouldn't be worried about old boy, the other dude, her playing video games with him and then talking to Trevor on the phone?
What's the situation here? So we've been dating for 2 weeks and we're in love, want to get married? What's going on here?
Yeah, I knew that's where... Because, again, I know Broaddus isn't the married guy. Like, I yeah, no, we've been talking...
I mean, I'm 0 for 2 in marriage, so I could basically tell you to just, like... No, don't do this.
We've been talking, and it's been good, but there just happens to be, because Trevor likes to ask questions, and I basically made a comment about her potentially talking to somebody else, and she's like, yeah, okay. There's you and another guy, and again, I've got a high EQ, I'm comfortable in myself, but I am self-conscious, so I'm trying to make sure that I don't get in a weird headspace.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
She's got a guy on the side.
Speed dial.
Well, it's not even
this is not going to end well. Don't do this.
It might not end well, and that's I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable. I'm okay with that. But I do like her. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that's the thing. I think I'm winning.
Yeah, but she's going to play you against this guy, and it doesn't work out good. You know, you should. You know what? You're showing you're interested in her, and she's like messing around with you? No.
But she's showing interest back. Like, interest is shown back. Like, there's more time for me.
But Trevor's not sitting there. By the way, guys, we're lost here in DFW. it's kind of like we're going here the DFW Grand Prix.
It's a hard airport.
We need to pit right now before. I tell you what, I'm about to throw up, Michelle. I'm not going to lie. Michelle, now we're going straight, babe. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I am being nice. Just need to get me out of Dramamine Drive here is what we're doing here. But yeah, I think to me, like if she's kind of liking you, but putting the old guy in the mix, I don't know about this one, Trevor. You're a good dude. You don't need to compete against anybody.
I mean, I respect that, and I agree. But that's also, I guess, the nice guy in me. That's the part that's tough. So.
Yeah, but like I said, she's not playing nice right now. Mm. What if you told her, like, hey, listen, I got a gal. I'm seeing too, if you don't mind. Let her wear that shoe.
But this is my because my pushback is, and I said with the guys is like, what if we didn't? If I didn't ask, if I didn't say anything, she probably would have never said anything. And then
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that dishonesty there, like man, we're all, you know, there's an old NXS song, Devil Inside. That woman has a devil inside. You know what I'm saying? Brother. If she's all right, hang on, guys. We got to get Michelle onto the highway.
There we go.
We got to go to the left here a little bit. Yeah, we got to take a look.
DFW Airport is no joke.
No, it's awful.
No, Michelle, we've completed four laps. We figured out we're in third place.
We're in third place.
The slicks are a little rough.
I've never seen anybody use the map thing and just get totally confused.
Those can't
be amazing.
Now, is she using Apple or Waze? Yeah. Which one's she using?
Apple Maps is terrible.
She's got DR period in front of her name, and she gets confused beyond confused. You go around, babe. You kind of go outside. There you go. Now we're cooking.
Broadus, how would you give a cross reference to Trevor's situation in football terms?
I was gonna say, would you move him up or down your draft board knowing this?
Oh, don't say that. Now I'm gonna be a seventh rounder.
No, let Broadus talk. You don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, you got to like some guys that have some toughness about themselves, you know? And I wonder if the game's important to you. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if you really love the game, you know? I need a little toughness, and I question whether you really love the game.
But okay? I got good bend, Broadus. I got good bend. Okay.
You get good bend, but you know, you're also, you know, you might be a guy that gets a little overextended. Though, too, you know what I'm saying?
What did Will McClay say? Traits will get you into trouble.
Traits will get you in trouble there, Trev. Be careful. Be careful, my brother.
That's the realization. I know I need to protect my heart. I need to be careful.
Yeah, you don't want this gal like just kind of waltzing into your life, and you're like, "Hey, I really like you," and she's like, "Well, listen, other guys taking me, you know, out going here, doing this," and then all of a sudden you're competing. That ain't getting it done. And then you're all of a sudden now you're kind of bummed out. And you're like, "Well, I don't want to go through this again."
But I could beat him in one on ones. If we're being honest, I could take him in one on ones. I guarantee you that.
Well, I love the confidence, you know. I love the confidence, but I'm just not sure. I trust you. I don't trust her.
Yeah, she's the GM in the situation. She's the GM.
She's running it.
That's a great point.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, I think you've got your S together. I'm not sure about her. I'm not sure. You know, and I don't want one of my friends to get hurt. And she didn't have it together, then I'm out on this one. I'm out. We'll find somebody else. You know what I'm saying? We'll trade back and get somebody else.
Brian Broadus, I'll tell you what. You and Dr. Michelle, get home safely, please. Crown Global Media.
Thank you.
Hey, shout out to you guys for being totally
fatties. God bless you both.
Yeah, well, we're rolling in the right direction, so I might be able to be on radio with you guys tomorrow.
I love it.
For a while there, I thought we were going to, you know, we were doing laps. But you boys have a good evening, Trevor. Good luck to you, brother. If you need any bail money, always let me know.
Thanks a lot, Broadus. Seriously, thank you.
That's it. The one, the only, the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broadus, and his lovely girlfriend, Dr. Michelle. So we've got, you know, look, Broadus gave you his opinion on it. Now, you mentioned Stephanie Blumenthal earlier. Here's what she had to say. To be fair to Trevor, they just matched on Hinge. They haven't even gone out yet. The point of Hinge is to match and get to know people, so I don't find it weird at all that there is someone else in the beginning. Bleep, there's always like 10 in the DMs, maybe after date two or three. Then yeah, be concerned.
Which, and that's the thing. Like, that's where I know I'm at least the front dog right now.
Yeah.
But also I know the unfortunate thing is there's another dog.
I'll disparage everything that Stephanie just said. No one is saying that in the beginning stages, girls don't talk to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And guys don't talk to a lot of girls.
Are we thinking 2 weeks is too early?
The only problem I have with this whole story, really, is the fact that she told you about the other guy. That's my whole thing. Not
that's
the fact that she
Trevor
is talks.
Asked.
Yeah, but she could have lied.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what's different.
It's not that weird if you start talking to a girl and she's also texting another guy. That's not weird. If you were to say, hey, text another guy, and she's like, yeah, this is his name, this is what he does, we're playing video games together, I'd be like, whoa, why are you telling me that? That's the part I have a problem with. Not so to dispel what Stephanie said, of just like, well, it's early, of course you're talking to multiple guys. Okay, yeah, we know that part. It's the fact that she was just giving that information up, which then says, I don't – if you really – value and care about someone, why would you want to tell them someone else also values them? Like, you're going to try to put them on a pedestal and make them feel special. Did it make you feel special when she told you about the guy?
Well, no. I mean, no, but I knew what I was asking. I knew what I was getting into. Like, so this is what I'm saying, is that that's the stuff I know that
So that wasn't a deal breaker to you when she started talking about, like, if she does this again a month from now, she starts talking about other guys.
Well, again, at a certain point, Trevor wants to decide that this is what I want. Like, you're who I want. I don't want you to want anyone else.
What's our timetable?
I'm thinking about pressing to go see next week. Like, I think I'm off Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so I got to try to figure something out to make it happen, because I know she's off Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And so I'm going to do my, due diligence.
So we're going to give it a few more days.
I can cover if you need.
Thank you. Actually, thank you. I mean, I think I'll survive, but yeah.
It's for you. Ty from Fort Worth has also offered to help you out.
Well, thank you, Ty, for the kidnapping. And again, like, it's thank you for the.
Well, that's if you get kidnapped. He's not going to kidnap anybody, he's a child.
Good luck, Bubba. Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Let's put a bow on this in the next segment. Let's figure out what is Trevor's next step and how long is too long to let this play out. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.